inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we focus on peonies, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I must admit, I don't know anything about peonies.
Okay, well, I will try to improve your knowledge at any rate. They are blooming now, and they are magnificent. Big, beautiful flowers, pinks, reds, whites, into dark, dark red, even almost maroon colors. And these are the herbaceous peonies. So they do die back in the fall. We clip them off, and then hopefully they come back in the springtime.
They're actually,
but many of them are really fragrant, too, so that's a plus also.
They're actually quite popular or prolific here, aren't they?
They are, and of course there's a big business. Alaska is one of the new states for commercial peony growing, and I know a fellow over in Douglas who is trying to do some of that, although this is kind of a challenging place just because of the fungus issues that we do have. But still, they are gorgeous plants, and this is a time that we could be ordering roots, which would then be delivered usually in late September, October for replanting.
So they're not really bulbs, they're just kind of like roots, or?
They are some weird, large tubers, kind of like, they vaguely look like if you dug up a rhubarb plant and washed off the roots of those. The peonies are kind of like that, and those roots have the new bud. When we would get them in the fall, they would have the new buds on top of them, and the planting of them is important too, as far as how to plant and how deep, making sure that we've got a good, they need sunshine, you know, we don't want to plant them in the shade, but and good drainage, but those buds, the top of the buds should only be planted 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. That if you plant them too deep, then they'll still grow, for whatever the reason, I don't know this one, but if they are planted deeper, they will only produce leaves rather than flowers. And I don't know if there's something there with the temperature effects on the surface soil, perhaps. So being careful when planting them is important.
Now, you mentioned good sunshine. Is there anything else that we should keep in mind as we pick these out, as we go through catalogs and we take a look at some of the different varieties that we might want to order?
Sure. They come in both single flowers, single, semi-double, and double flowers. So, from literally just 5 petals, like the single roses that are blooming right now, the rugosa roses, on through the semi-doubles, which may have 10 to 15, even 20 petals, but you can still see the center pistil and stamen in them, to fully double flowers, which some of those really big ones are out there now. In fact, I've been picking some in my yard and sharing them with friends, too. But the one thing to think about also is those fully double flowers, when it rained last weekend, I go out and try to shake the water out of them, because that will take them over, make them fall over. And it looks like some of them can hold almost a cup of water in those, where the singles help drain off really easily. So they stand up better in under heavy rains, which, of course, we have. And also looking at timing for blooming, because they're usually labeled as early, mid, and late season blooming. So you can get more than a month of blooms from different varieties if you choose correctly.
So in other words, if you space them out, if you get one variety that's early season and another that's mid or late season, that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. So mine now have, and there's some really, really early ones, which are tend to be some of the species. They're actually blooming in May. And then there's kind of a gap there, at least it seems like this year there certainly was, before some of the bigger double ones started blooming in late June. But then we can even complicate the thing by, there are also woody tree peonies, which are actually a woody shrub, which does not die back for the fall. So those, and if folks want to try some of those, I would cheerfully give away seeds. I've got some, these are from wild, they grow wild in China, And they are even earlier yet. I've had them in a really warm year blooming at the end of April. They've got small blooms, 2 to 3 inches across. The bees love them for the pollen they give out, in colors from yellow, orange, red. And those grow pretty well here. Then there are the really fancy, and which comes with a fancy price tag, too, of the big double tree peonies, and I have difficulty growing those. So there's some incredible choices, and now there's even some hybrids in between, and some of our local retailers were selling them, and they come with a fairly fancy price, too, and they're called Ito hybrids. They were hybridized in Japan and have, again, some spectacular blooms on them. So they're possible to grow.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks for the lesson.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, regular feature here on KTOO Juneau.